Hey friends, welcome back to another Seed Talk with Lisa and Lane. Hi, Lane.
Hi, hello everyone.
We are so glad you have dropped in because you know what? This is something that Lane says she is just getting tons of questions about. So today is a troubleshooting day on direct sowing. And friends, before we jump into our little PowerPoint that Lane has created, which has one of my favorite pictures in it, if you're listening to this on a podcast, you need to know that we're also over on our YouTube channel, The Gardener's Workshop, and there's a video that goes along with it. So you can actually see Lane and I, and she always puts together a beautiful PowerPoint. So I'm just saying, you know, you might want to think about going over there and subscribing to our channel and checking that out. So this podcast is brought to you by thegardenersworkshop.com. Lane is the seed manager at the Gardener's Workshop. And she has, this whole podcast was born out of her desire to answer the questions that she hears over and over again. So take it away, Lane.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about a little bit of a cool flowers conundrum, and that is direct seeding in very early spring. This is kind of the hot topic of the moment. This is the question we're getting the most right now. So we are going to be talking about some of the challenges you might have if you're trying to direct seed in very early spring, and also some potential workarounds for you to try instead. So let me go ahead and talk about some of the reasons you may be wanting to direct seed in very early spring. So perhaps you did sow something in the fall, but now you're realizing that planting looks a little bit thin. Maybe you're wanting to plant additional successions of something that you planted in the fall, or perhaps you're wanting to plant cool flowers that are not hardy in your zone. So fall planting wasn't an option for you. Or my favorite reason, maybe you just learned about cool flowers and you were very excited to get started. That's the best one, right, Lisa?
It's true. It's true. And there's always a lot of great reasons why people ask this question, because nobody thinks about doing it in the fall is what used to happen to me.
Yes, exactly. All right. So with the cool flowers concept, there are a couple of key planting times for these cool season hardy annuals. So for cool flowers that are winter hardy in your zone, you can actually plant in fall and either get your transplants into the ground or direct seed around 6 to 8 weeks before your first expected fall frost. Then in very early spring, which we will define in just a moment, you actually have the opportunity to plant any cool flowers, regardless of whether or not they are hardy in your zone. So Lisa, what is this time period we are referring to as very early spring?
Sure. So I had to really correct my verbiage years ago, because this is so long before your last spring frost that people don't even think spring. So I added very to the early spring phrase. And so very early spring is 6 to 8 weeks before your last spring frost. So for me, that means my mid-April last spring frost that's expected. So very early spring for me is mid-February to the 1st of March. And so that's like Valentine's Day, much earlier than most of us are thinking about planting something.
Yes. And that 6 to 8 weeks before your last expected spring frost would be the time to get your transplants into the ground, or in theory, direct seed, which we will talk about in just a moment. And something else you'll notice right away is that when we're talking about very early spring, this is not a one size fits all absolute date range. It's entirely relative to where you live and when your last spring frost typically occurs.
Yes.
All right. So we live in Southeastern Virginia, USDA zone 7B, 8A. Lisa, your last expected spring frost date is typically mid-April. So 8 weeks back from that puts you around mid-February, somewhere around Valentine's Day. So what are the typical outdoor conditions you might be experiencing in your area during that time frame, which for you is very early spring?
Sure. And so, you know, and yes, the weather is definitely changing. So there's a wide swing that can happen. But typically in mid-February, we are still pretty cold here in Southeastern Virginia. I mean, we are definitely potentially going way below freezing at night occasionally on a regular basis. And the days are still cool. So we have had years where, because we know to prepare our very early spring beds in fall, and they sit there all winter waiting for those, for the proper planting time, there have been years that we have literally push broomed snow off of our prepared beds because we use film, the biodegradable film Bio360. And so we were able to do that. So we pushed off, you know, snow on a sunny afternoon when it gets a little loose, you know, it's not melting and gone. So we can have snow, freezing. Rarely do we get long runs of above 55 degree temperatures.
Yes. And these conditions might be more or less extreme than what Lisa just described, depending on where you live.
Right, for sure.
Okay, so you've just described some of the common conditions where you live during your very early spring. So now we're going to talk about direct seeding during this time frame. So we actually did two entire episodes on direct seeding cool flowers, episodes 4 and 5. And in episode 4, we talked about why certain seeds prefer to be sown directly in the garden, or why it's just easier to sow certain seeds directly in the garden. And one reason you'll commonly see direct seeding being recommended is that certain seeds have root systems, like taproots, for example, that really don't like to be disturbed. They prefer to germinate and grow in place rather than being transplanted. And another important reason is that in order to break dormancy and germinate, a lot of seeds require environmental conditions that can be very difficult for us to mimic in an indoor setting. So they might like to see temperature fluctuations or just cooler temperatures than we typically have indoors in order to break dormancy. So let's say you're wanting to grow a particular cool flower that prefers to be directly sown, and you want to grow it in very early spring. So what challenges might someone have direct seeding in very early spring?
So that's just such a great question. So seeds, even those that do have some cool temperature, they benefit from having some cool temperatures, they typically still need some warmth at some point in time. And that's the problem that we have here, is that there's just not enough warm days during this time of year reliably to actually get the seeds to sprout. I mean, you'll direct sow something and it'll just sit there till, 2 months later, when the conditions that it needs start occurring, it'll sprout 2 months from now. But guess what does sprout in that meantime is all the weed seeds. And so there's a lot of problems, but our conditions with cool temperatures here during that very early spring window typically do not provide what seeds need to germinate. And, when seeds, my goal is always to plant a seed and to have it get busy quick. I want it to have the conditions it needs to just start marking off its list, its requirements to sprout. And we can't do that in very early spring. It's too cold.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, but the longer a seed is sitting there when you sow at the improper time, the greater the chances of it rotting, insects yep. eating it, animals carrying it away, or even just the seed getting buried deeper than it actually wanted to exactly. be buried initially.
Exactly.
So it's really important to sow when it's the conditions that are conducive to that seed sprouting rapidly.
Yes, because the problems just start stacking up.
Exactly. All right. So now the obvious question is, if I want to plant a cool flower that prefers to be directly sown outdoors, and I want to do this in very early spring, what should I do? And we're going to go over a couple of options, some possible workarounds that we think you'll have better success with than sowing directly outdoors in very early spring. So the first option we're going to cover is growing transplants instead. And before we talk about this, I'm going to list off some of the cool flowers that we typically recommend sowing directly outdoors. So Atriplex, Bachelor Buttons, Bells of Ireland, Bupleurum, Chinese Forget-Me-Nots, also known as Cynoglossum, Corn Cockle or Agrostemma, Dill, Larkspur, Nigella, Orlea, poppies, and soapwort or saponaria. So, Lisa, do you have experience starting any of these seeds as transplants?
So I do have experience starting indoors Bupleurum and dill and Orlea, which is white lace flower. Do you want me to share now the method that we do Bupleurum?
Yes. And while you do that, I'm going to put up an image of your trays of Bupleurum germinating.
Some of the ways that I have found to get some of those flowers of Bupleurum and dill, I have both done this way. So the method of my madness is when fall, I direct seed these guys. But if I want to plant them again in very early spring, I need to start transplants, right? So I'll have them at that 6 to 8 week window because it's too cold outside. So what I do is I use cell trays. These are 128 cell trays filled with just regular potting soil, totally moisten it completely through. And then I sow the seeds for Bupleurum. Bupleurum is one that I know needs darkness to germinate. However, it seems to be in the indoor environment, if you cover them with soil to give them that darkness, they just don't seem to germinate very well, strongly indoors. So we sow the seeds on the surface, and then we take an empty cell tray and turn it upside down to create darkness for those seeds that are sitting on the surface. And this, what you're seeing on this slide, is a tray that was done with, and you cover that tray, and literally I do not look again for about 10 days. I don't water it. I don't do anything. And this tray is placed on the floor of my grow room, which in January and February, when I'm doing this, it is typically very cool to cold down there. And that provides the temperature coolness, especially at night, but during the day, it's a little bit warmer. And as you can see from if you're watching us on the YouTube, you can see the tray with the sprouting Bupleurum seedlings. And you will also notice that I put more than one in a tray because we do plant them quite tightly. I have done this with dill. I did experiment with Bells of Ireland once to do this and didn't have very good results. But this would be where I would explore if you need to plant in very early spring for something that prefers direct seeding. That's the steps that I would try.
And you don't thin it at all, even though you have multiple seeds per cell for Bupleurum, you just plant it out just like that.
So for Bupleurum, yes, we plant each one of those cells 6 inches apart from the other cells, but we do not thin them and we get multiple stems. They do really well that way because Bupleurum is a one and done for us, meaning it doesn't branch.
Yeah. So looking at this list of cool flowers that we typically recommend direct sowing, are there any that you would say someone shouldn't experiment planting in this way? Or would you say, go ahead and try it with any of these and just see what happens?
Yeah, I would experiment with all of them. Because basically, it's really that cool temperature at night that they really want. And so, but your location of where you're going to place this cell tray is really important. You're not going to place this on your kitchen floor where it's, you know, 70 degrees 24/7. What you're looking for is a location that is cool to cold. People with greenhouses that aren't heating them, oftentimes they'll put them on the floor of their greenhouse under a bench. My grow room, which has got concrete floor, gets very, very cool in the wintertime. We don't keep this building, you know, we keep it at about 62 degrees. So it gets really cool. So that's what you're looking for. But I think all of them would be a good try.
Yes. So the temperature condition issue can be a larger hurdle to overcome a lot of times than the taproot issue.
Yes.
I've even developed a method that works for me for starting my carrots in soil blocks. So I definitely think the taproot issue can oftentimes be overcome with a bit of experimentation and practice.
Yes, that is for sure true.
So growing some of these things as transplants, that's going to be something for you to experiment with and see what kind of results you get. And remember that if you are going the transplant route, you can aim to get those transplants into the ground 6 to 8 weeks before your last expected spring frost. So now we're going to talk about a second option, which is another thing that you can experiment with. You may be able to direct seed at a little bit later of a time frame than this very early spring time frame we're talking about. If you're growing in a cooler climate where the cool weather in spring lasts longer and your summers are milder, right, Lisa?
That's such a good point. I think of my friends in New England that just have that low humidity and cooler temperatures. I mean, they can barely go swimming in lakes in midsummer because it's so cool outside, right? So if those are your conditions, if you have what we here in the South call spring, which is, you know, cool with no, the humidity hasn't really kicked in yet, and you have those cool temperatures with night a bit cooler, yes, I would experiment with sowing the seeds later. Because what happened, I mean, those of us that do live where it gets hot and humid, by sowing later, you totally void the cool flower concept, which is to have them right. Well established by the time they have to perform. But for those folks in cooler climates, I say go for it.
And the warmer of a climate you live in, the more critical it is to plant cool flowers earlier so that they have enough time to get established before that heat yeah. sets in.
Get down on your fall planting, get it on your calendar so you don't miss it and get better yes. at it.
Do you have an estimated time frame? If very early spring is 6 to 8 weeks before your last expected spring frost, when would you think might be a good time, a starting point for someone to start experimenting with direct sowing some of these?
Sure. So they could look back at weather patterns. I mean, you're looking for some daytime temperatures that are hitting 55 to 65 degrees for air temperature. You know, it's when the days start to get warm, you know, I mean, they need some warmth to sprout. If they don't get the warmth, they're just going to sit there with their coats on and they're not going to take them off. So 55 to 65 degree days is where I would start thinking.
Yes, good idea. And something I also like to do is sometimes I'll take a seed that I have a lot of or that's inexpensive, and I will just throw some of that out in the garden and use that as an indicator. When that starts germinating, you realize, oh, maybe this is a good time for future reference for me to be direct sowing.
That's a great point. And even watching your garden to see what self-sowers, when they start to germinate. That is, yes. I mean, your garden will tell you if you watch and you get in tune with it. Great point.
Yes. And make sure to take really good notes when you do this as well.
Yes.
All right. So now we'll move on to our third option. And this might be especially relevant to someone who's living in a warmer climate where a lot of these flowers are actually hardy to your zone. Sometimes the best answer is just to move on to planting something else for now and look forward to next fall when you can try planting some of these flowers again. There are so many beautiful flowers to love that sometimes it can be a good idea to just move on to the next thing for now.
That is such a great suggestion, Lane, because I was just, Jonathan Lee's a flower farmer friend of mine, we're just speaking of how farming gets easier year after year. And you know what his reasoning was? That you just get over stuff. You just say, oh, well, what's next? You know, you have a backup plan. It's like, all right, if that crop failed, guess what? I'm planting XYZ there now. Instead of just hemming and hawing, that's what he was sharing, that they used to hold on to those failures. No, friends, there is always another flower knocking on your door to be getting in your garden. There's always something to plant, right?
Yes, that is so, so true. All right. So those were some different options for you to experiment with, either growing transplants instead or direct sowing a little bit later if you live in a cooler climate, or just moving on. So hopefully those gave you some ideas of how you can deal with this issue of cool flowers that prefer to be directly sown, what to do about that in very early spring. So I hope this helped you all. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. We always appreciate you leaving a review or a rating in a podcast app or giving us a comment or like on YouTube.
Thank you, Lane. And friends, keep sending in your questions, because Lane is hitting them hard. And we appreciate you being here. And if you find that you need tools, seeds, or supplies, or a course, we hope you consider us at thegardenersworkshop.com. And thank you, friends, for joining us. Bye, Lane.
Bye.
Ciao.